Riggoo looked Groodle up and down critically.
A scorecard, eh? And do you instill rigid discipline into your guards with that willow cane you carry beside your spear?
The mean-featured feral cat rapped out tersely.
I never gives an order twice, Lord. When I gives the word, they jumps to it sharpish.
Riggoo Fearless nodded approvingly.
Good, I like that. Well, Scorecat, you have two new recruits in your troop as of now. Take these two useless objects out of my sight. See if you can knock them into shape. Have them fitted out as the lowest of your guards.
He paused, watching the effect upon his sons. Jifra looked stunned with shock, but Pitsu narrowed his eyes lazily and gave a scornful snort. Riggoo continued.
Show them no favours and cut them no slack. Use that willow cane on both of them. Let the order be lots of chores, little sleep, and plenty of guard duty. Understood?
Keeping his eyes straight ahead, Groodle swished a willow.
Understood, Lord. Do I bring them back to you and their mother every night?
The chainmail tinkled as the warlord shook his head.
No, no. Let them live in barracks with the other guards. If Lady Kaltag asks to see them, send her to me.
Jifra fell down, weeping as he grovelled at his father's footpaws.
Please, father! I beg you! Don't do this to me! Don't send me to the barracks! I swear I'll change! No more quarrel, no argument anymore! Mercy, please!
Riggoo Fearless turned his face away, nodding to Groodle.
You've had your orders. Take them away.
Jifra had to be carried bodily between four guards, wailing and sobbing brokenly. Pitsu did not resist. He merely sneered at his father.
I still have lots of seasons before me, but you're growing older. I can wait. You'll see.
Ignoring Groodle, he sauntered off toward the barracks. The wildcat chieftain was silent a moment, then pointed at Pitsu's receding back.
Atun Ra, mark him well. That one will grow to be a dangerous beast some day.
The Pine Marten bowed.
Just as you were at his age, master.